Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. This is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. I have a guest host. His name is September 3rd, 2022. Wow, the year has gone by so fast. I pray that you had an awesome week, and I pray this coming week will be one that's even greater with breakthroughs for you. Amen. Tonight I have a subject that I believe God wants us to be aware of that the enemy uses to steal our time. And what is it? It's called procrastination. And give me one moment here. All right. And procrastination is the action of delaying or postponing something. The synonyms of procrastination is delaying tactics, stalling, hesitation, vacillation. Person that procrastinates is a person who unnecessarily postpones decisions or actions. Excuse me. The world calls it the art of doing nothing. Procrastination is a giant that you have to slay to reap a harvest in the land God gives you. Are procrastinators lazy? Psychology says no. But I'm going to show you why God hates it and he hates his people to be procrastinators. Procrastination is pride. Why? Because we don't know. Excuse me. Because we don't know what tomorrow brings. Pride is thinking you have the time to do it tomorrow. You assume you have the time to do this or that, or that you know what God has in store for you. You don't know if you will have a tomorrow or if life becomes busy and you might not even have the time to do things later on. God wants us to set priorities in what we do. Set priorities in our homework, our housework, getting married, having children, husbands fixing things around the house and not procrastinating, a student studying for their test and not having it, not studying at the last minute, serving God in the ministry, not delaying doing that, what God is calling you to do. Doing the will of God. I need to have time to get their lives right with God. Making plans for your life isn't wrong, but we should not procrastinate leaving things for another day. We may not have another day to do these things. Procrastination is a killer of plans, dreams. Procrastination causes you to embrace that weakness and never get stronger. Procrastination is psychological warfare that the enemy plays on us. Because let's look at this scripture. It's in James 4:14-17. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant scheme. See, it's pride. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows that good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. My grandmother used to say, oh, if the Lord wills, we'll do this and that. She would always say that. And I would say, I didn't understand as a kid. I didn't understand why she would say that. But here I read it in the word. If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. So procrastination gives us excuses. Let's look at John 5:5-7. And this is in the NIV version. It says, one who was there had an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Are you making excuses? Are you blaming others for not doing things? This man was, apparently. Are you refusing to do the things that God has already told you to do? Look what Jesus told him. Jesus said unto him, rise up, take up thy bed, and walk. Why the bed? Why do you think the analogy of the the scripture of the bed, because he wasn't doing anything. He was laying down. He wasn't doing anything. He was procrastinating doing anything to get his healing. So Jesus was telling this man to do it, to get up and walk, to do it. But the man had to obey first what he heard. Do you hear? Did you hear God tell you something and you're not obeying? Could it be pride on your side? Excuses and procrastination will paralyze you because they're mixed in with fear. That's another one, another spirit that also joins the game. Fear paralyzes also. You will be there stuck next year doing nothing. Some say, well, God will help me. Ugh, that's not God talking to you. Get moving. That's why I put that song, get up, get up. So, or are you, will you be stuck next year doing the same thing, doing nothing? Look at the man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years in that condition, and there was no change. Don't misunderstand this. I'm not talking about those that know that God has been leading them and guiding them to do something, and they do nothing, okay? So, you know, this could be many things. Don't let procrastination waste your time, cause you to harden by the deceit of the sin of pride. Things we procrastinate, and I'm going to give you some examples of this, because examples sometimes help us to see a little clearer. Feeling led to talk to someone about Jesus when Jesus is saying, hey, call this person, you know, talk to them about the Lord, or yeah, and you leave it for next week or next year. What if that person passes away and you never get a chance because you procrastinated? You procrastinate in getting married or working on your marriage. Then you want to work on it a little bit too late when he or she wants to walk away because they felt taken granted, for granted. And you didn't want to work on the relationship before. And so it's a little too late because you procrastinated. You procrastinate and don't have the children you want. Time passes, and now you can't have them because it's too late. You're older because you procrastinated and left it for another time. You didn't study for that major test. Now you fail. You fail the class and must spend more money on taking another course again. Why? Because you procrastinated. Instead of studying, you did other things. You saw the signs, and you knew something wasn't right about the company you're working for. Later, the company lets you and others know that you are being brushed away. And then they're telling you, you got to go. They're firing you. And then you have to run and brush up on your resume and hurry up and try to find a new job. Why? Because you procrastinate. You didn't hear the voice of God telling you. You dismissed it. You procrastinated. You left it for another time. You procrastinate and don't clean your house. Now your home is in chaos and you feel depressed and anxious and need it. And then later on, you need a crew to come in and help you to get things in order. Why? Because you procrastinated. And now you have to pay the price of getting other people and spending money that you could have kept in your bank, but you're spending money to get people to come and help you to do the things that you should have been doing all along. You procrastinate and don't spend time with your children. Not doing anything with your kids. Then you find yourself with a teenager that's ready to have a baby because you didn't spend the time with that child. You procrastinated. You were too busy working. You didn't have time for them, for your family. You procrastinate in putting efforts into doing a good job at work, but later your boss finally gets tired of you and replaces you because You didn't do the job. You procrastinated. You procrastinate in taking care of your health. And now you have health issues because you keep delaying things. And now it's a little too late. Now it's a point of no return. Maybe. If God doesn't do a miracle. You procrastinate in cleaning your garage. Now, because you didn't clean your garage, now you have spiders. and your home is infested with spiders and roaches and mice. Why? Because you procrastinated. You didn't spray when you needed to. You didn't clean when you needed to. God told you to forgive, but you keep holding on to unforgiveness. You procrastinate, and you keep on having a hard heart. God told you to give that gift, but you refuse because they did you wrong. Did your wife or your husband tell you to do something, but you procrastinated? Did your husband tell you to go put gas in the car, and you failed to do that? And now you don't have a driving car because your car got stuck in the highway. It'll cost you more later on to fix that car because you damaged the car because of running it without gas. You procrastinated. You procrastinated and didn't get the help you needed for your mental health. And now your home, your job, your family relationship have suffered. You procrastinated. Your wife tells you, hey, put toilet paper in the bathroom. You procrastinate and don't put toilet paper. Next thing you know, you're in the bathroom. There's no toilet paper. You have to sit there waiting until your wife goes to the supermarket because you didn't get toilet paper. Procrastination. That business you wanted to start, you're going through hell and back with finances, and you haven't started that business. God told you to start. You procrastinated. So procrastinating is leaving it for another day. Things that stop you and cause you to procrastinate are indecisiveness. When you don't make a decision, sometimes your lack of indecisiveness is because you're not seeking the word of God for his direction. Because if you knew the word of God and knew God, then he would guide you to the right path. Also, perfectionism. Sometimes we want everything to be perfect in order for you to do something. Example, it's been raining a lot. And I've had to mow my lawn. And I saw the clouds coming. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. So now I have my grass is really tall. And I'm going to have to work harder to bring that down because I wanted the time to be perfect in order for me to do that. It's sort of like in Ecclesiastes 11:4, where it says in the Living Bible, it says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Are you like that? Are you waiting for the perfect time in order to do something? You're never going to get it done. There's always going to be an excuse. Another reason for procrastination is laziness. Are you in that diet? You want to get in a diet and lose weight? Maybe because of your health? Or maybe stop eating sugar so that your diabetes will get better. Or maybe you have an alcohol problem, but because you don't want to do anything, you're lazy about it, and you don't want to go ahead and get rid of that, you're procrastinating. You don't want to do it. Failure is another reason why procrastination comes into our lives. We procrastinate. Failure because we fear that people will leave. We fear that it won't work and we won't do anything later on. We procrastinate. So anger is another reason. You may get angry at somebody else and you don't want to do anything. Marriages work in that little realm a lot with the anger. And they don't do what they're supposed to do in their marriage because they're angry at each other. So that also can cause procrastination. If God is correcting you, disciplining you, speaking to you about whatever, you need to listen. It amazes me how people will say, the devil told me this and that, but they can't hear God's voice for anything. They can't hear God's voice clearly. I can't understand that. If God speaks, don't procrastinate. If it does not make sense to you, still do it. Don't leave it for another day. It may mean life or death. He may be telling you, don't do this, and you delay making decisions to take a trip, and God is saying, don't do it, don't go, and you go. You may find yourself in a dangerous place. Or if God says, go, and you don't go, the opposite may be true too. Whether it is not to do something or to do it, you go and do what God tells you to do. If you're not listening, you're procrastinating. Okay. If God says do it, then you do it. If he says stop, you stop. Last week, I talked to somebody, and I couldn't understand that word. And it kind of makes sense this week what I was trying to say, because I felt like God was saying to go. Like I saw stoplights, and I kept telling the person, you just go. But when God tells you to stop, you stop. And so sometimes we procrastinate because we're waiting for God to do this miraculous thing in order for us to get started and move and do what we're supposed to do. No, God wants us to get up and do it. So stop procrastinating. It'll cost you more in the long run when you procrastinate. Watch what you say about yourself. I knew a man that would love to say that he was a procrastinator, and he would laugh because it was the funny thing. Everybody was saying it. He felt good saying it, and that he was a procrastinator because he heard other people saying it. He wanted to be part of the crowd. And I scolded this man and told him, do you understand what a procrastinator is? That's not a good thing to be priding yourself on it. And I feel like he would say it because he sounded sophisticated, just saying the word procrastinate and smart about using the word. This man procrastinated a lot. He lost a lot, too. He even lost the respect of others because of his procrastinating. He didn't work on his life. He didn't work on his family. He didn't work on his marriage, his relationships with others. One thing he was good at, and that was procrastinating. When God gives you a right now moment, you need to be faithful and do it. In psychology, it has been studied that procrastination is about being lazy. Isn't about being lazy. They say it's not, but about how you cope with things. When you deal with things with your own strength, you will fail. But when you know you are weak and run to God, that's when things get on the right track. Many times anxiety, depression can come because of procrastination, putting things off until things are in a chaotic stage, and then it's harder to even deal with later on. You must remember what you did yesterday is what you're living today. So what you do now will lead you to your future with God's help. Do it your way and you will have nothing, nothing that will be lasting. Do it God's way and you will have a blessing. You will have the blessings of the Lord. We know the spirits help each other. They work in groups. Procrastination works with fear. When you become fearful, we delay things, we freeze up, and we get stuck. Look at someone with trauma in their life. The trauma leads them to protect themselves by being paralyzed in a certain area of their life. They can't seem to function normally. Think about victims, abuse victims, soldiers in wars, traumatic divorces, a car accident, someone wrongfully fired from a job, et cetera, et cetera. Fill in the blanks. Well, over time, people begin not to be able to move forward. They begin to procrastinate, put things off. And before you know it, like I said before, your world is in chaos. Don't allow the enemy to stop you, giving you an identity that is not of God. Your identity is of God. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Even in psychology, they say that people never deviate from their internal mapping. In other words, they act like what they believe on the inside. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what is in your self-talk or the talk that the enemy has been speaking over you? He may have used someone to speak wrong words over you. You may have believed those wrong words about yourself. An ex-husband or ex-wife may have spoken the wrong words over you, a teacher or so-called friend, a boss, a parent. Your identity is in Christ. Greater is he than he that is in the world. What God says about you is greater than anyone can say about you. Let's pray. Lord, Father, we come before you tonight, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We worship you and are grateful for saving us. We thank you for the identity you have, that we have in Christ Jesus. God, you created us to be diligent, to show care and consciousness in one's work and duties in taking care of our lives. You take care of the things when we create, you took care of the things that you created in the world when you were diligent, when you were creating the world. And then you rested on the seventh day. If you are diligent, then you also want us to be diligent with how we handle our lives. You don't want us to be lazy. You don't want us to be idle or procrastinators. Father, we thank you for your protection, provision, wellness, soundness in our lives. We give you thanks for this, the things that we have that you've given us, that we're able to pray to you against procrastinating. Father, the world says that procrastination isn't laziness, but you say in Proverbs 12:24, diligent hands will rule, but laziness comes in forced labor. Lord, we don't want to end up in forced labor. Teach us how to work smarter and not harder. Procrastination is eventually working harder because it isn't showing care and consciousness for one's work and duties. God, give us the grace to be diligent. We declare that we will not be slaves to others. We are diligent and will yield a bountiful harvest. We declare that we will no longer procrastinate. We will do what diligent hands do with your help. We will not lose our blessings, because we will not be lazy or procrastinate anymore. We will rest when we need to rest and work when we need to work. We also declare that what Romans 12:11 says, in diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, help us not to be procrastinators in our homes, business, school, careers, and walk with you. We ask you that you strengthen us, so that we can do all things in you. We ask for that grace to serve you. For your word says, my grace is sufficient for you. Father, help us to stop thoughts that do not motivate us to serve you. We ask that you be a light unto our path to guide us to where we should go, where we should walk. Help us not to be stuck because of procrastination and laziness. Help us to seek you in your word, to gain that strength we need to go on, being diligent, and give us wisdom in all we do. Help us to be disciplined and hardworking, that we may have the same spirit of wisdom and diligence you gave to the Hebrew boys in Daniel 1:19-20, where it says, the king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. God, help us not to be distracted by things that happen in life that may want to enslave us. Father, bless my brothers and sisters, and that they may seek you. Bless their hands to have a bountiful harvest. Help them to know when to work and when to rest, just as you have shown us when you created the world. You worked and then rested. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, make sure to meditate on God's word day and night, like the scripture tells us in Joshua 1:8. It says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Study so that you can have the strength and find success. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Are you procrastinating in taking care of your yard, your car, your home, your family, your marriage, your job? your ministry, your school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Think about it this week. What are you procrastinating? And stop doing it so that you can reap a harvest. Amen? All right, I'm going to be taking calls. Let me make sure that my guest, Daniel, is on the line. Danny, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Everybody be blessed.
Okay.
And speaking for myself and probably some of the listeners, I think I raised my hand up about three times when you were speaking. So I'm all ears, Lord. Amen.
All right. All right. Well, Danny's going to join me tonight to minister to you. I'll take my first call. My first call is 910-709-0. Okay, that's it right there. All right. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia. All right. Give me a moment.
Hi, how are you?
God bless you. I'll come back to you right away. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father God. Thank you for you, because you order her steps. That's what I'm hearing. You're ordering her steps. I'm not sure what that's all about, but you're ordering her steps. You're ordering her steps. Thank you, Lord, for ordering Sister Sylvia's steps. I sense that the Lord is giving you some direction as to what to do next. He's ordering your steps. And so I'm sure you're listening to him and you'll be blessed. We thank you, Father God, for that direction, that ordering of her steps. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Let's see. I want to see something. All right. I'm trying to look to see, because that's what I heard. It says, the word ordered means to make firm and to establish every day. God is firming up your steps to keep you from falling. There are two essential truths to remember about God ordering your steps. So God is ordering, in Psalms 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So God is ordering your step because you're a good person. You're a good man, according to the word of God, what God is saying. So he's ordering your steps to keep you, to protect you. And he delights in his way, is what the word of God says. So let's go back to Miss Sylvia. Danny, do you have anything for Miss Sylvia?
What I'm seeing is a bouquet of flowers. Just vibrant colors, just the perfect bouquet, like in a vase. I don't know what that means, but that's what it came across.
Okay.
Amen.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're blessed.
Yes, I know
what
you have for what order the steps mean. Well,
yes.
I had told you a couple of weeks that the Lord had led me to go to school. Well, school started, I became very overwhelmed, and I started noticing that my schedule changed, and the Holy Spirit told me to make a schedule of, you know, things that I do and things that I need to do, like exercise and then you know, in order to be able to keep up. So I was feeling overwhelmed, and I started noticing, like, on Wednesday and Thursday I have classes, but I started noticing Wednesday night is Bible study. And so I wasn't able to go to Bible study, So I found myself telling the Lord that I couldn't go to Bible study, but I know that he's ordering the steps. So, you know, so I'm just going with however he has it to go, and I'm not going to worry about if I didn't make it here or if I didn't make it there, because everything has changed for me. I have a new schedule. I have a new life. I feel like I'm being, everything is just becoming new for me. And so it's not like my old life that I had before. I feel like I'm in a new life, doing new things. He has awakened me from my past, and this is all new to me. And yes, because my past consisted of being bedridden, sick, things like that, and I really didn't have a life. So now he's beginning to give me one, and he started with the school, and he's teaching me how to become disciplined, in spiritual things as well as in my everyday life. So I'm becoming disciplined now, where before I didn't have to because I wasn't able to really do anything.
So discipline overcomes procrastination, right?
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome. You're giving people lessons here on how to live their life in a godly way. Well, I'm proud of you, Miss Sylvia.
Well, it's the Lord. Like you said, I could never do it without him, because I didn't have this life before. You know, I was just mostly in the house and trying to get well. So now I feel rejuvenated, and I feel like I'm beginning to live again.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That makes sense why he's ordering your steps. Wow.
Yeah.
That is, wow. You left me with my mouth hang up, and he delights in his way is what the Lord says, you know. So isn't there a blessing when you're obedient to hear the voice of God and doing it versus procrastinating and not doing it? You could have procrastinated and not have done what you heard God telling you, right?
Well, and see, that's what I was going to tell you, is that one time I felt in my spirit a long time ago about school, and then I actually went to school. And then I became very ill, and I had to stop school. But this time, I feel like that he's not going to, you know, allow the enemy, you know, to stop me from going this time. I feel like I'm, you know, all in now, and this is my new life. At first, it was like, so I did procrastinate before, but I didn't procrastinate this time. I actually heard, and I heard it loud and clear, and I did it. And thank God.
He gives you strength when you're weary and increases the power of the weak, right? So it's like the scriptures that I was reading earlier. Where was it? It was about the harvest, that God gives us a harvest, you know, when we do what he says. You know, he gives us the power to gain that harvest. It says, where is it? Goodness gracious. Let's see. Where is it? I had that scripture. Oh, anyway, you didn't wait for the perfect time. You went ahead and you did what you knew that God was telling you. And because of your obedience, there is a blessing. You feel rejuvenated. There is a blessing right there.
Yeah.
Rejuvenating you. And so I feel that, you know, even more is going to come as you are obedient to follow his ways. And, wow, you know, this is a giant, you know, procrastination. We have to slay that giant in order for us to have a harvest in the land, right? And
yeah,
so thinking that's strange if the enemy tries to come in later on and tries to, you know, stop you again. He did it before, but he's not
going to
do it again.
I was just getting ready to tell you that when I ran into a lot of spiritual warfare, temper things trying to get into school all the way up until when I got in. And then when I started going, you know, my body wasn't lining up with what I was supposed to be doing, but I kept going anyway. But anything that the Lord has you to do, you will run into a lot of spiritual warfare. So then I knew this, and I just pushed through because my body,
yeah,
a couple
nice
of days,
in the
right. So I just kept going, and, you know, and I'm just glad that, you know, I'm in a different season because he has to get us out of our comfort zone in order to go to the next level. And if we don't ever come out, that level is hard to attain. So I'm trying with the Lord's help to go to that next level that he wants me to go to.
It's hard to attain when we do it without God. But because you've learned to do it with God, you're going to get there and you're going to finish
right.
It says Proverbs 12:24, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. It makes us work more. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, we end up working harder, right? Not smarter.
Yes,
but with God, we can do it all. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He gives us the strength to overcome. Wow.
Amen.
Proud of you. I can't wait to see the results of all of this studying, and I know that it's for a blessing for you and for your family.
Yes,
is there
anything
else you would like to say? Anything for prayer or?
No, that's it. And thank you. And I enjoyed the word tonight. And thank you for the word, Danny. And you too be blessed.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Miss Sylvia. God bless. You have a wonderful week. All right. 804-218, your name and where you're from.
This is Angie from Virginia. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Miss Angie. All right, let me put you on mute. Hold on. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Miss Angie, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the Lord saying, the grass, you know that the grass is not greener on the other side. I don't know what that's all about, but you know that it also takes work wherever you are at. The grass is not greener on the other side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because she has the wisdom, the maturity to know that and understands that anywhere that she goes, there's work to be done. No matter how things look, she understands that. And we ask you, Father God, to bless her and continue to use her mightily, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for that level of maturity in the things of God. I just sense that, Miss Angie, you're going to be, if you're not already, God is going to use you to minister to younger people. I don't know if that's young or just younger than you. And you're going to be explaining those things, that the grass is not greener on the other side. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Danny, do you have anything for Miss Angie?
Yes, I'm actually trying to say the words here. The trees are just blowing behind you, or just like the wind's just blowing the trees back and forth. The Lord says, trust your discernment. What you think is, it is, okay? In other words, they're trying to camouflage it, but use the God-given gift of discernment, and you can see through the camouflage. That's what's coming across to me. Be blessed.
All right, let me get her on. All right, where's, Miss Angie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Better than most people think. I'm doing better than most people think I am.
What's going on? I know you always have testimonies.
Well, you know, I was working with my friend's mom, and she really had, after her husband passed, she got resentful towards me because whenever I was there, it represented that her daughter would be out and about. So, you know, she would get aggravated when I show up because she knows that she's not going, right, just like a child or whatever. But this week she has been so sweet and even said I was beautiful. So, you know, we've made great progress. So what are you doing here? We don't need you. You're beautiful. Thank you. God bless you. So, you know, it's some accomplishment.
Oh, that's good. That's good. The peace of God probably touching her, helping her to sense God in the midst. So, what are you up to, Miss Angie?
I'm just trying to wade my way through this moment. I'm taking care of the lady as much as I can, and you know, it's sad to watch someone fade and struggle with the end of life moment. But I will tell you that everything we've given her in the tinctures and the herbals has eliminated the dementia that they said she had. She does not have it. We've got that undiagnosed. She does not have, you know, a UTI. What happens when you get older and they use those strong antibiotics? For anyone that's moving up in years, this is something to keep in your mind. They'll use the real strong antibiotics, which attacks your muscles and then your and your cognitive skills. And as that muscle weakness comes in and your cognitive skills diminish, then you're diagnosed with dementia, which could be antibiotic resistance side effects. All is right. I watched this woman go from lights out to lights on.
Wow.
And what we did was clean her out with the tinctures and herbal teas and got all of the anti-resistant stuff out of her, cleaned her blood up, and her mind came back, and she is very lucid. So for some of those of you who are out there struggling with family members with cognitive skills, you may want to check in to see how much antibiotics was given to them, because after a certain age, they turn on you, and they're not your friend. And I can say that with true confidence. I can't prove it medically, but I can prove it through the experience that we just went through, that it is true. And that's why we have a lot of elderly people losing their ability to communicate. It's not because you have Alzheimer's or dementia. It's because the antibiotics have done some damage. There is a such thing as the gut and brain connection.
I always say that whatever you put in your stomach will affect your brain, your thinking, even migraines. Sometimes people will have migraines, and it can be something that they're eating. For instance, I can't have dairy. There's something in the dairy now that I can't have, and it causes inflammation in my brain, and it comes out through a migraine. So those migraines that people get, that's inflammation of the brain. And so people need to understand they can't eat the same as when they were younger. You know, you can get away with it when you're young, but then after a certain age, you can't. And so you have to eat better. It's your body telling you, hey, feed me something better. This is not good. It's the way for your body to tell you that what you're putting in it isn't good. So, vitamin B12 is also, the multi-B vitamins are good also for the brain, especially against dementia. A lot of it can also be dehydration, because as people get older, they don't know that they're thirsty. They don't have that mechanism working as well, and so they don't drink water as much, and so they have to be reminded to drink water. And that's where all these infections come in, because they don't have enough liquids to flush out the toxins out of their body. And because they're not moving around as much, they're not exercising. Well, that also, you know, even breathing in and out in exercise, that's a way of your body regulating and helping the body to get at the right pH level for the body. And so there's a lot of things that an older person is not doing as when they were younger. So they have to keep active. You have to give them something to do to move them around. They feel better. So those endorphins and the serotonins will kick in also for the brain. Otherwise, they become depressed and they want to do less, and they become more tired when they don't have as much activity. So keeping them active is very important. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Any testimonies?
No,
Daddy, do you have anything?
I'm just really experiencing, you know, that while God said not to despise, and there's healing in the oils. I mean, I know that when you start researching this, you run into a lot of new age, or, you know, nothing's new under the sun.
Yeah.
Everything's been done before and being done over and over. But, you know, when they put a twist or whatever. But God says, don't despise the herbs for healing, and the trees are for, you know, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then there's another scripture that the earth moans and groans for the mature sons and daughters of God. So, and the rocks mm-hmm. will cry out. If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. Well, they're talking, mm-hmm. you know, God is saying that these things around us, part of the creation has a part of him in it too. And
mm-hmm.
they work together. It works together. And, you know, just seek his wisdom, and he'll, you know, he can direct your path. You know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because it gets dirty.
Oh, Miss Angie.
So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'd love to learn more about the tinctures. I remember a lady that had a store in our city that would do all those kind of things. And the oils, there were certain oils that you could rub on, and they're just as effective too. I don't know much about the oils, but that is or the tinctures. I'd love to learn more about that. That seems really interesting. I guess it's more potent, right? Because it's in a tincture. Do you make any?
Well, I do. I've been making tinctures. I've been blending oils, making oils, researching it, you know, finding out different things about what they do. They have certain elements that you research. They also have there's just so much to learn. There's just a lot to learn, but I'm enjoying the yarrow was wonderful. It helps with digestion. I love the Kotu King. It cleans your blood. It's a Kotu cola that I started using. Black seed oil. I mean, some of these things are life-changing moments for anyone that has something that they're dealing with. Huh?
Give us an easy one. And give us an easy one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, to make a tincture, you use 100 proof vodka, and you take your herb It can be a dry herb or it can be a fresh herb. The fresh herbs makes them a little stronger, but you can take that, but you need them to dry out some after you pick them fresh. They do need to be dry because you don't want that moisture getting into the mix because it causes mold. So you let it dry out, then you add that that'll cause mold in your mixture. And you don't want to, you want to avoid that. What you do is you fill a small jar with, if it calls for, I mean, I fill my jars up about halfway. Then I fill it up with the 100 proof, and I put the cap on it, shake it up, and all of that settles. And then you take the cap back off, finish it, fill the jar all the way to the top, put some plastic, or not plastic, but wax paper between the jar lid and the jar, because the alcohol will make the, you know, the seals around the mason jars, some of that metal will start, you don't want rust, because you need to set it aside for six to eight weeks, depending on the strength of your tincture. You then pull it out of the dark, cool place. You get you either cheesecloth or, you know, something that you can squeeze the liquid back into, back away, and get the herb out, the herbal mixture that you've added into your jar. And I like making dandelion root tea.
Yes, tea with that.
Tincture.
It's supposed to be good for the
And
winter,
that
right?
takes about 8 weeks. And you soak it in there for 8 weeks. And when you pull it out of the cabinetry, you use a cheesecloth, squeeze out the hard substance, separate it from the liquid, put the liquid in a separate jar, and you have a full mix that you only take about, you know, 30 drops a day. So you're not really taking out a lot of alcohol. It's like medicine. You know, it's just, you know, a very small amount.
Let me ask you a question.
And that's
so,
how you make tinctures. Huh?
So the dandelion, okay, people drink dandelion like for the liver, right? And a tea would be a lot lighter than the tincture. The tincture is a lot stronger.
Well, the tincture is a lot stronger. It's more potent, and you'll even see a change in your skin. It does a lot more than just your liver. It changes. It helps purify your system. And it's a very, it grows, it's a very abundant, they call it weeds, but God calls it medicine. So I'm going to say it's a very potent medicine.
Yeah, well, if you find it in, you know, like forest, but you don't want to pick it out from your backyard if you've been spraying some chemicals there.
Well,
that'll
I usually grow my stuff in organic soils, and I add nutrition, and you can make your own nutrition, you know, by using leftovers out of your others, and they compost down, and you add a little water, and it makes a little as vegetation decomposes, it releases into the, you know, the decomposing barrel that you have. And you can pour that liquid out and fertilize your plant. So you're organic, organic, organic. So, you know, you just learn your little ways. And, you know, you don't need to grow a whole lot. Just, you know, peppermint tea is great for digestion. You can make a tincture or you can drink it as a tea. All of this, if you're drinking it as a tea and you have an issue, you need 4 to 6 cups a day. You know, a tincture you can do once up to 3 times a day, you know, it's just what you prefer or how fast you need the resources in your system.
Oh, wow.
But I take on a regular basis the dandelion and yarrow and hawthorn. Hawthorn is very good for your heart. It will strengthen your heart. It's the only thing that will help your heart muscle itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the, not the only thing, but one of the things.
Yeah, we don't recommend you taking medication to do any of that, you know, not to take your health into your hands. You know, you should always talk to your doctor, you know, about anything that you do natural, because they can interfere. Just like certain medications, they say grapefruit. If you eat grapefruit or if you have alcohol with your medication, it can cause some problems. And so just
well,
be real
if
careful.
If you're eating grapefruit and you're taking blood pressure medicine, it'll drop your blood pressure too low. You can't do both. But grapefruit
Ooh.
Will lower your blood pressure as well as the blood pressure medicine. Pick and choose your poison.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
wow.
what I mean, if you can heal leg ulcers, which hospice says is impossible, and they're watching it and they're coming in, and even the head of hospice is calling, wanting to know what's going on, what are we doing? We're not using any of the pain medication. She's not in pain. We're using lemon balm and we're using Valeritin. That handles pain. We, you know, when it comes to the heart, we've been using Hawthorne. Her heart is strong. Her blood pressure is great, and her legs are healing, and she's cognitively clear.
Wow.
And able to communicate
wow,
with her family for the first time in 2 years.
Wow.
So
wow,
I'm just saying, yeah, this is, the, you know, God has, we have miracles all around us. We just need to recognize them. And that's, you
and
know,
so
and I knew this a while back.
She was calling you beautiful after she got all these remedies.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she's healing.
Yeah.
Leg ulcers
wow.
from the lack of circulation are healing. I'm watching it with my own two eyes. And hospice
wow.
says they don't heal, they grow. They're healing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and they've never seen it before. They said they've never seen this before. But of course, they're not in there for this. You know what I mean? That's not what you get hospice for. But they've never seen people get better.
Having worms, the sores can end up having worms if they're not taken care of. They're kind of like rotting in life. You know,
well, it's the start of gangrene.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they end up cutting off body parts from this. I'm watching it heal using different oils.
Praise. Thank you, Jesus. So you do the same thing with the oils, with the herbs, and you put them in oils as a carrier?
Yes. Now, you can put the tinctures in an oil if you're going to use it immediately, but it doesn't really mix very well. You can use it, but It you know, when you mix oil with oil and water, does it mix?
Well, it's out.
You know,
it'll be out.
So, I mean, I'm just learning. And you're talking about procrastination. I started learning about it in 2006, got aggravated and frustrated with it, and now I picked it back up, and it could have saved, you know, a lot of trouble. It could have saved a lot of trouble. So that's my procrastination moment.
So no
because
more procrastination.
You're
going to learn.
Not on the herbs. It's better to go, you know, because food and nutrition, your body recognizes. Chemicals and fake production, fake medicine, your body doesn't recognize. It recognizes your body is living, and it recognizes living food, living medicines.
Things that are bioidentical to your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
So, that's all I have to say. My procrastination maybe has cost me a good 4 years because my stomach was a mess.
You can share all that you want to share, but please be careful. Those that are in medicine, taking medications, you know, don't always ask your doctor about it before you go doing anything. Just a word of caution. But it is good.
Yeah,
to take,
you can ask.
It.
They don't. They're not. Your doctors aren't really trained in it. You'll have to go to a naturopath doctor. that is trained to recognize what goes with. A regular medical doctor is not trained, and they're trained in by the pharmaceuticals, and they recognize what they do. They're not educated with the naturals. So you'll have to go to a natural doctor to get the information, what goes and doesn't go, because your medical doctor, they all look at you like you got three eyes and four noses on your face. So,
all right. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, you just got the raw truth. I don't care what you do with it. Just don't put me in jail for it.
That's why I'm always saying,
it ain't my show.
Do.
I don't need to disclaim nothing.
No, you know, I have a disclaimer just in case. People need to be careful because we're not doctors here.
I'm not a doctor either, but I tell you what, I am a living being, and I have seen the truth, and it has set me free.
Exactly.
You go from there.
All right. Danny, were you going to say something?
I just love her visuals.
All right. Well, Ms. Andy, well, God bless you, and I hope you have a good weekend. Keep on learning about all these things. It's benefiting somebody somewhere, and they're good. They're good things to know. Amen. And so we never know where the world's going to take us, that we need to know about all these things. But then again, you know, I don't think making vodka is up our line.
Let me tell you a joke that I heard. The only difference between a Baptist and a Methodist in a liquor store is that the Methodist will talk to you.
Okay, all right.
That's all I got to say about that. I was raised Baptist, so I don't tell nobody hello, but I do go in there and get my medicine-making base.
All right. Well, God bless you. Anything else that you want to say, Danny?
No, I'm good. Loved it.
All right, Ms. Andy. Well, God bless you. It's nice to talk to you. It's always good. It's always a pleasure. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 870-415, your name and where you're from. Come back to that one. Let's see. All right. 832-231, your name and where you're from?
Foster from Texas.
I'm sorry, I can't make out what you're saying.
Foster from Texas.
Can you say that one more time? I heard Texas.
Foster.
Constance.
Tasha. T-A-S-H-A.
Spell it slower. I can't make out what you're saying.
T-A-S-H-A.
Tasha?
T. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right. From Texas. Give me one moment, Father God, and let me put you on mute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for our sister Tasha from Texas. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you, Lord. The Lord will have you know to be real careful with your emotions. The enemy is trying to test your anger towards other people, and it's just, you know, a setup from the enemy for you to fail. I don't know if this has happened already or if it's going to happen. I'm still in the future, but I saw the word anger, and I'm sensing that the Lord would have you make sure you are armored up and that you seek his word, because, you know, the enemy's plotting something to bring your anger out. And so we thank you, Lord, for helping my sister and touching her, Father God, so that she will overcome the works of the enemy. And we thank you, Father God, for your helping her, Father God, not to fall into that trap. And we praise you and we give you all the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Danny, do you have anything for her?
Yeah, I'm on the same thought pattern, but like when she's wearing the, you know, they train these dogs and she has the bodysuit to protect from the bites and stuff. It's like someone's words are coming at you, but just know that you are protected, that the Lord is with you, and that it is, as Carmen says, an enemy attack. You know, my visual is like when they train those police dog type, you're wearing that kind of a body armor, and then the dog can't bite you. So just know that, you know, words should bounce off of us no matter what they say, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let me get her back on. Let's see. All right. Hello. How are you, Miss Alexa?
Hi. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, and no weapon formed against me will prosper in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So
amen.
I know God got me in the words that will be condemned, that, you know, that's not of his will, and I keep the shield of the Spirit and the sword of the Spirit around me day and night. So I believe that God got me, and, you know, I rebuke the enemy and the words of the enemy, and it's our enemy, so I know I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. No.
Yes. And there's no reason to fear, but to walk in obedience so that whatever, you know, as we are fearful of the Lord and the Lord's fear, he protects us from the attacks of the enemy, and we don't have to fear anything. It's when we disobey, you see. And so the enemy is trying to get you into out of line with anger. So don't, you know, just be aware of that. And that's why God is giving you that word, so that you don't come out of line for the enemy to be able to attack you in any way. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good word. That is not a word to cause fear, but a word to prepare, to have you be prepared, so that you can know how to handle the because the enemy is always coming at us with something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we fail when we're not prepared. So you're prepared in Jesus' name, and he has your back.
Yeah, stay prepared, because as long as I got the word of God in my life, I stay prepared, because, you know, trials and tribulations are going to hit everybody, but he never gave me the spirit of fear, but love and power and the sound of mind. So
right.
As long as I keep myself rooted and grounded in his word,
right.
No weapon for me, you can prosper. As long as I can rebuke the devil and I can see the enemy and the distraction that he tried to bring upon me, you know, I can deal with the anger with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
When it comes upon
me. That's exactly. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, sister.
Yeah, because the blood of Jesus is the only one that you can condemn that anger with love. You got the opposite of anger is love. So when they try to give me anger, I got to give them the blood of Jesus with love, God.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you don't allow yourself, because then we're in trouble if we do allow ourselves
people
get entangled.
People kind of take it out. Yeah, you got to take it with the love. They want to give you anger, you got to give them love.
Yeah. The enemy uses people. The people that are not walking
Lord.
With God, he uses them sometimes, you know. But remember that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the enemy, not people.
What they say, spiritual, and I mean evil and wickedness and spiritual and the devil and, you know, the spiritual realm, how the devil come and use people.
Yeah, but our fight is not with the people. So we have to recognize that and know that we take authority of those spirits that are trying to use them and, you know,
evil
come
spirits,
into our
atmosphere.
So, you know, we're always dealing with things like that, but greater is he that is in us, right? So,
he that is in the world.
Yes. testimony for us? I love hearing testimony.
Yeah, my testimony is that God is great and God is good and God is love, and that he let us see another day and that we can worship him and confess his word and speak his word and love on him every day and all day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's it.
Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I pray for the Lord to give me wisdom and knowledge on my everyday journey, and he keep me rooted and grounded in his word, and he keep me prayed up, keep my family prayed up, and just keep us in his bosom and in his hands, and have mercy on me and my family. Grace and mercy.
Okay. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard what our sister requested, Father God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, to be rooted and grounded in you, Lord, to have, for you to give them, her family, grace and mercy, Father God, for her family, Lord. And I also ask, Father God, for salvation for her, those that are not saved, Father. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you give her more understanding of your word so that she can give more and do more for your glory and for your kingdom. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Danny, do you have anything to pray for?
Yeah, look it up. I read it earlier. I'm in Psalm 109:28. Let them curse, but you bless. Just like she says, no matter what comes at them, we bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me look at that scripture right now. Give me a minute. Let's see. Give me a minute. 109:28, you said?
Yes.
While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame, but may your servant rejoice. All right. So that's 109:28. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Ms. Tosh?
No, ma'am. Thank you, Alan. Be blessed and be prosperous in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you, and you have a wonderful week, a blessed week. Amen?
You too. Amen. That's it. Thank you. Be blessed.
All right. 504-282, your name and where you're from. I'll come back to that one. 504-282. Your name and where you're from. Okay. All right, put that one back. Okay. 803-991, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Miss Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. Okay, let me put you on mute. God bless you. Father God, we just thank you for Angela. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Angela, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I see you in front of a mirror, and that's the mirror of the word, and you're recognizing who you are more and more each day. It's almost like, oh, like every time you look into the mirror, you're like, wow, and it's the mirror of the word, that you're mirroring yourself in the mirror of the word. I thank you, Lord. And as you look in the mirror of the word, you are amazed at what you're seeing. It's like you're like, wow. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the changes that are taking place, because she's realizing how she really looks. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. And as you realize who you really are, there's going to be some changes in you. And good changes that are also going to be shared with others. They're going to be shared with others. And you're going to give them a wow moment, too. It's a wow moment. Amen. Danny, you have something for Angela?
Yeah, he took me to Acts 5:41. This is when Peter and they were beaten for praising the Lord. So it says, so they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his holy name. So as you stand for our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, stand firm. And if sometimes it comes at you pretty hard, just rejoice that, you know, you are holding your ground, even though it's rough. That's kind of what the words that came to me as Carmen was talking to you. Amen.
So that's Acts 5:41. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Amen. So I don't know, maybe you've been persecuted, but I guess you know who you are in Christ. Amen. Let's get her on. Let's see what she says. All right. Angela, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I'm here. Thank you both so much for that. That's right on time. Yes,
really?
I, in my family, that's where the most persecution come from. So that's exactly right. I'm going to read that for myself. But yes. Wow.
They can be the real ones sometimes.
Amen.
I know that.
They prepare you for the world. You know that? Yeah.
Wow. So how are you doing?
Well, my day, I heard your person earlier, her name was Angela also from Virginia. I love the advice you just given. My dad had to go back in the hospital this past week, and he's on antibiotics. And I didn't know they can, you know, he's older. So, yeah, I didn't know the information he was saying was very powerful and very informative because I worked at GNC for years, too. A lot of stuff I know, but some of the stuff, information you were given tonight was really eye-opening because we're dealing with it right now. And he's on a lot of medication for different things.
And it's affecting,
you know, but they're not people. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. So a lot of, and my parents, they're not open to natural stuff. You know, some people are not open.
In the hospital, and his mental state goes in and out. And so they're giving him different medication, so that makes sense with what Miss Angie was speaking about earlier.
Right. Exactly. So
all right.
Thank you for that information.
So
that
do you need, we'll pray for your dad. Is there anything else besides that you need prayer for?
No, just that'll be fine. You pray for my father. I would greatly appreciate it. All the prayers and all the powerful God-fearing statements for his life, and just that God will, you know, at least let him recruit and, you know, get strong with that his will. But he's going through a lot. So.
Yes. Lord, we just lift up Angela's dad, Mr. David, right?
Yes, that's right.
And, yes, we've prayed for him before. We just lift him up to you, Lord. You know how much it's hurting him to be in the hospital away from his family, Lord. We just lift him up to you, and we pray for your perfect will there, Father God. We just pray that you give Angela and her family strength, Father God, and wisdom as to how to handle this situation with the Father, how to help him, Father God. We pray for your wisdom, Father, that you would shine your light upon this family, Father God, for wisdom, for direction as to what to do to help him, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you touch him, Father God. And we pray for Angela, Father God, for strength and even for those attacks that may come against her, Father God, even from family sometimes, Lord, that they don't understand the ways of the Lord, Father God. But we just pray that you give her that strength, that you would strengthen her as she seeks your face and she understands more and more what your will is for her life and for those around her, Father God. We lift up her family for salvation, Father God. We ask you, Father God, for the majority for peace, Father God, for this family in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you and we pray that you station your angels around Mr. David in Jesus' name. Danny, you have something for Angela for a prayer?
Yeah, I was trying to find out what I was thinking of right here. When you go up against even the family members that that push back, the Lord constantly tells his apostles, now, when he freed them out of the prison for John and Peter, he says, now go back to the temple and preach in my name again. So even though you run into those, you know, pushbacks from your own family members, don't hold back. Just keep preaching, knowing that the Lord is with you in His words are basically, you know, coming out through your words, so it's Him talking through you. So just stand firm and know that He's with you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that.
Is there anything else you'd like us to pray about or share?
No, that's it. I mean, just thank you for all your prayers and the prophecy God gives you all to give us. I mean, I treasure it, so. Thank y'all so much for that. Just like you said, the reflection of the mirror, his word and stuff, I do need to memorize that more and more. That's one of my procrastination you talking about earlier in the message. That's something I really need to buckle down in. So just continue to ask for his guidance and his that I stay in his will. That's my only prayer, you know, stay in his will and, like you say, stand firm on some things that I'm coming up against, and just say his strength is not my strength; it's his strength. So,
right.
Can't do it without him.
Exactly. Yeah. Without him, we can't do anything. Greater is he that is in us, and that he's going to give us the strength to do it all. Well, I'm glad you called, and it's always a pleasure to hear you. We'll keep your dad in prayer. I know how that feels. I know how your heart feels right now. And
right.
Well, God bless you, and I pray that there be good news.
For your father, too. I know you said he was in the hospital still, right? Your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll keep him in my prayers also.
All right.
Him and he would soften his heart. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you all.
Well, God bless you. All right.
God bless
you all. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to 504-282. Let's try that one again. 504-282, your name and where you're from. Hello, 504-282. You may have gone to La La Land. All right, 251-229, where you're from.
Yes, hello, Ms. Carmen, Prophet Carmen, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. All right, hold on. We'll get you right now. Hold on. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah from Alabama, Father God. We lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just see you like in the tabernacle, as like you're in between columns, and that you're there in the safety of the things of the Lord, of the temple of the Lord. And what I'm sensing is that you're involved in the works of God, and there is some safety. There is some safety. There is where you find peace. I'm not sure if that is where God is calling you to move into the things of God even more now. I'm not sure. Thank you, Jesus. But I see you like between two columns, and you know, like there's protection there. You're protected there. And I think this is spiritually speaking that the Lord will have you draw closer and closer to him, and there's this protection that comes about you spending time in his presence, in the secret place, in the secret place, and that, you know, there's a covering there, a protection there. I'm not understanding why, but that's always a good place to be. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for watching over Sarah, Lord. You are her husband. You cover her, Father God, under your wings. You cover her and you make her invisible. You make her invisible to the enemy, and under your wings she hides in your presence, in your presence, in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Danny, you have something for her?
Yeah, I'm going out on a limb here. Sarah, you may have seen some dust fly by today that just caught your attention. There may have even been a white dove or a white-winged dove that you just stayed looking at for some reason. And I'm just putting it out there because that's what he showed me right now. Amen.
All right. Okay. Let's get her on. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually feeling great. You know, that the word of the Lord was shared on tonight. I'm feeling great because that's what I've been doing, is seeking more of the Lord and seeking more of his grace and perfections, that he wants us to have more of him. And so, especially on this week, I feel like I've been doing more of the searching his scriptures and getting more off into him than the things that I will have to do for myself. I've been, you know, in my room most, I mean, this is what God has, everything that he had you to say and had you to convey to me is him. Because I've been seeking more of his face, you know. We went to my mother's. My mother's passed away. She's been gone, you know, a year. But we went and we put, like, you know, they have a picture, you know, of herself. And it was my sister's idea. She's like, I want to do this. So we went, I think it was Thursday. And mm-hmm. I said, Mom, I love you. And I said, you're free. And it was like the presence of the Lord came over me. And, yeah, and as far as being a dove and everything, it was like I could feel the freedom in that. And I saw like a bird. He flew. And I was like, gosh, look at this, you know. And once I just said, Mom, you're with him. You know, I could feel the presence of the Lord. And so in reference to what I'm saying to that is, it made me get away even more and shut up with the Lord and spend more time in him. So it's beautiful what he had for y'all to say. That was beautiful.
You know, it stuck with me, the column, because I just saw you between the two columns, right? While you were talking, I started looking at scriptures, and it talks about, and Yahweh was going before them by day in a column of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a column of fire to give light to them to go by day and night. So it was God leading them. So those columns represent God, his fire, his cloud leading you and guiding you. So, you know, when the columns were there of clouds, the column of fire were there, it was to protect them by day and to protect them by night. There was a protection and a leading, a guidance. So that's probably what I was sensing about you and for you, that God is, you know, there with you, that whatever you're going through, you know, the Israelites, when they were going through the desert, they were, you know, they were grieving what they had before. And so God led them and guided them. And so that's what he's doing with you. You've grieved the loss of your mom in the past, what you had with your mom in the family. And God is leading you, and he's guiding you day and night. He's there watching over you. He's your husband. He's watching over you. So, you know, yes, we love our parents, and we grieve for them. But remember the good things, and remember the things that the godly things that they taught you, and carry that on to teach your family and your nieces and nephews and everybody else that you come in contact with. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I just, you know, and it was like once you release it, you know, I could feel the presence of the Lord even more, because when we were there, as my sister and I and my daughter, I could say, Mom, you know, that's what I was saying, and looking up into the sky, I was like, you're gone, Mom. You're in another dimension. And I could just feel the presence of the Lord. I mean, it was real. I was like, whoa.
He's with you. He's protecting. He's covering you. He's embracing you. He knows how you feel. He knows how you feel and what you need. You know.
Yeah.
And they're tough times. You know, and it comes to all of us eventually, but he's with you, and so you experience his presence, his love, his peace. Amen. Danny, you have anything for Sarah?
I just think that Sarah mentioned that her daughter was there too. What a blessing to watch her react with your reaction. She's watching you, how you're able to take that grief and find the joy in it. A tremendous lesson that, you know, later on in life she'll tell you about it, but, you know, bless you for that, that you don't even realize the education you gave to your daughter, but it's you put in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And she learns to embrace her own mother in a different way by seeing what you've gone through with your mother. And so God is touching her at the same time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory. I'm so thankful, you know, for just, I'm just thankful for both of y'all being God's watchers, and then telling everybody, not only me, but everybody on the line, the wondrous works of the Lord and what he's doing for everyone. I mean, you may go through some trials, but that's only to make you stronger. In the Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, is there anything else you like prayer for?
No, I'm pretty cool. I'm getting Leah involved into some, she was going to be a little bit on the waiting list, but I'm going Tuesday, and I just wanted prayer for that, to be able to talk to the instructor and to see can I get her in on the medical assistant classes so that she'll be getting some more education towards nursing.
All right, so let's pray for her. Father, we pray for Sarah's daughter, Father God. Lord, you see all the things that Sarah's trying to do for her daughter, Lord. We just pray for open doors, Father God, that you open the doors for her daughter, Father God, to get the education that she needs, Lord. We pray that Sarah will be able to connect with the right people at the right time, that when she goes at the right time, Father God, and that she has favor in the name of Jesus. Open doors, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Danny?
I'm actually reading the card that Randy had sent, Isaiah 22:22. I think it's proper. I will place on his shoulders the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. I strongly feel that you will have good reception when you go talk to that instructor. As you walk in, they'll be smiling and you won't know why. But the Lord's already taken care of it. Amen.
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 I believe for many blessings starts this month.
Well, I thank everybody. I really do. I thank y'all, and I'm just so excited and for what the Lord is doing with PGN.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Is there anything else you'd like prayer for or a word that you want to give?
Well, I just want to pray before I leave, if that's okay for both of y'all, that I just want to say it's going to be a little short prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, as we come today, Father God, well, tonight, I'm thanking you, Father God, for the prayer ministry of Prophet Randy with the PGN prayer ministry, Father God. Father God, I thank you for Prophetess Carmen and Prophet Danny, Father God, for you placing them on the line tonight. I didn't know what was going to happen, Father God. We never do. Father God, it's because of your leading. And continue to lead, guide every one of the PGN prayer team. And we praise you and we love you. We give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, Sarah. It's always a pleasure. God bless you, dear.
Oh, yeah.
God bless
you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 4-6-9-5-3, your name and where you're from. 469.
Hi, this is Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Hey, Miss Barbara. Good to hear
you. How you guys are doing?
Let me put you on hold before, and then we'll pray for you, and I'll come back to you. All right. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Miss Barbara, Father God. We just thank you for this servant, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for I heard the newness, the things, new things that God is going to be teaching you. New things, they may not be new, but they're going to seem like they're new. God is going to show you in a different way. I don't know. I just sense, you know, a newness of it. It's almost like you're reading something for the very first time, and even though you've read it before, but it's going to be different. This time it's like, wow, I didn't know that about that he's taking you deeper into that word that you've read before, but he's giving you something new, a newness of it. And so we thank you, Father God, for that newness, that new thing that you're showing her, Father God. We thank you because you know that your servant takes that word and is serious about it. She receives it with joy. We thank you, Father, for that in the name of Jesus. Danny?
I think the Lord has fun with me, but I'm also seeing something similar, but like in a car race, the starting flag is being waved and you're in the lead. For whatever reason, the car race, you know, just the starter just waving the flag and you're taking off. Amen.
Mm. Amen. So let's get her on. Miss Barbara, you there?
Yes. How are you guys? Thank you for the prayer.
God bless you.
And I know my background is pretty loud, but I just want to thank you guys because that is what I told the Lord before I called in. They give me
really?
Thumbs up to go and run the race.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow,
you were on target then. Sometimes we don't understand what we're seeing, but, you know, sometimes it's for the future, but the person that's listening to it, it's not strange for them. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. But for us, it's like, wow, what is this all about? It's like we're on this, everything, what's going on.
Yeah,
so that is good to hear.
Quite humbling, though, because you know, I feel strange saying it, but then you use the word race right there. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I give him all the glory. Amen.
Because I did see something this morning, the vision that he showed me, and it was very strange, very different, that was like a new beginning. And when you said it that way, and then when he said it like the flag, I was like, because I was like, when, what time? Wait, Lord, I'm ready. And that's what he said. He saw the flag. It was two of us.
So you're not going to be a procrastinator. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the message. You know, we're not going to be procrastinating and go do what God tells us to do, right? So you're ready.
Yeah. Yes. That's why he saw the flag. And I said, I'm ready. I said, Lord, I'm just so ready. I mean, you know, I was just ready to run because I'm not looking back. I'm not looking to the left or the right. But see, what the Lord is doing, it's not new, but it's new on a different level. So you're right. That's another promotion, another height in the Lord in the spiritual realm. And so that's why I can agree with that.
Amen. I'm glad for you. Sir. Is there anything you want prayer for or a word you want to give?
I'm asking the Lord for a particular person that they said, Barbara, you've been on my heart 2 weeks ago and now 3 days. And so I said, well, Lord, let me just pray for them. And so their name is Earl. And so I just want to pray for this person that called me. So you never know who's listening, and you never know what God is doing. So there you go.
All right. Father God, we lift up Earl. We don't understand. Barbara doesn't understand the meaning of that she has been on his heart, Father God, but maybe you have some word from Barbara to him. And we would just pray, Father God, you give Miss Barbara clarity on this, Father God, whatever it is that she needs to give or minister to, Father God, to Mr. Earl. Lord, we just pray for him, Father God, that you bring him in right standing if he's not in right standing or if there is something that he knows that she has for him, Father God, that you release that from her to him in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. Thank you for that. Fanny?
He has me reading some stuff here. Let me see if I find the one I'm after. I don't know why he's taking me this. I'm in Proverbs 25:21. And it's a verse we've heard. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. So whatever the Lord asks you to do, just do it faithfully, and he will acknowledge you. Amen.
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 Thank you. Love you guys.
God bless you, Miss Barbara. Love you too.
Love you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. God bless.
We have another caller on the line. If you want to raise your hand, you're just in time. If not, I'm going to play a song. There was somebody on the line. They dropped the call. But, I have time for another caller if you'd like to raise your hand. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play this song. And it's from the same lady that I would play the healing song, Blanca. This is one of her songs. It's A Greater Is He. So I hope you enjoy it. And then once I'm done with the song, I'll end this show. Hold on.
Giant.
All right. Denny, do you have anything to say before we close the show? If there's anyone else that wants ministry, you can raise your hand. Is there anything else, Danny, you would like to say tonight?
Well, everybody, a blessed weekend. Be safe and enjoy this Labor Day weekend. In Jesus' name.
Yes, and Lord, we just lift up each and every person on PGN, PGN family. Prophet Randy and his family, Lord. We thank you for the covering, the protection that you have over your people. We thank you, Father God, for your love. We ask you, Father God, that this week you would help us not to procrastinate, but to do what you call us to do. Lord, blessings over everyone. Have a blessed week and stay safe on this weekend holiday. Have fun with your family and be blessed in Jesus' name. All right. Good night, everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.